Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research shows that many patients with respiratory disorders are not using their inhalers correctly and therefore not getting the correct dose of medicine needed. To talk about asthma and also the proper use of inhalers for patients with this condition is Dr. John Cox. He's a clinical professor of pulmonary and critical care medicine in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Cox, tell us about asthma.
Asthma is a disease that involves inflammation of small breathing tubes, and that leads to swelling of the airways and muscle tightening that can cause wheezing and cough and shortness of breath. Unfortunately, asthma is a very common illness affecting about 25 million Americans.
And what's the basic plan for managing asthma day to day?
Because asthma involves airway inflammation as well as narrowing or bronchospasm, we use two kinds of medicines. One kind of medicine that we use is aimed at preventing the inflammation or reducing that, and the other is aimed at treating symptoms or the bronchospasm. Most of these are in inhaled forms.
What do patients need to understand about the proper use of the inhaler?
Well, first of all, unlike taking a pill for a health condition, an inhaler requires some technique. And unfortunately, we now have many different kinds of inhalers available. In general, the standard albuterol inhaler that we use as a quick reliever involves a pressing and spraying of the medication. And the key thing there is that patients need to take a slow, deep breath when they do so and hold it in for a full 5 or 10 seconds. Many new inhalers are also dry powder inhalers, and they require a very quick breath, again with a breath hold. We often in the clinic see that these are not used properly because patients aren't instructed.
And what are the typical mistakes with these inhalers?
I think any of the steps in using them properly can be a problem, but one of the things that we see commonly is that people are not emptying their lungs completely before they use it, and then they're doing either a very quick breath or an incomplete breath to get the medicine deep into their lungs.
And the upshot is, if there's an incorrect use of these inhalers, they're really not getting that exact dose that's needed?
That's correct. Unfortunately, that means that even less of the medicine's getting into their airways to help them. And that has been associated with increasing risk of poorly controlled asthma, emergency room visits, and more symptoms. So it's very important that just the correct use of the medication be reviewed with their physician.
Dr. Cox, what is the best way to ensure that each individual patient is actually using their inhalers properly?
Well, first of all, I would encourage all people who are patients and get this prescribed to them that they feel free to ask questions of their healthcare provider. There should be no shame or regret in asking that. And then review it at each office visit with their provider so that they can see that they're using it properly. We find that just reinforcing correct technique and watching the person perform it in the office is the most helpful. We also find that many videos which are available on YouTube or at the CDC website about asthma can be helpful in giving people instruction.
Dr. Cox, thanks for this information about managing asthma day to day.
Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.